26.
27 today. We must have a seven, in it. We always have a seven in everything.
This sounds was recorded on the 27th of July, 68. Is that all right then, mate?
We've got two on there now.
Hello, Mickey.
Hello, Mexi.
Hello, Mickey.
How are you, Mrs. Lyon?
Mrs. what?
Lyon.
Mrs. Lyon.
Who's Mrs. Lyon?
You. That's what they call the King of the Beast, ain't it? Rex.
Yes, oh yes, yes, King of the Beast.
I'm only kidding. How are you, girl?
Does that mean me?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Mickey.
What are you sitting next to him for? Why aren't you sitting next to your mother?
Well, there's, I don't know, I sat here, I want to sit in a bigger chair.
Well, you got another chair over there?
Well, I'm all right, thank you.
I'm only teasing. He's a good sort, is old Laurie.
No.
Well, you've had your share, ain't you, one way or another?
I have, dear, yes.
Mr. Rex is here.
Is he? Oh, God, is him.
He knew as how she was coming, your girl.
He what?
He knew as how she was coming, your girl. Don't lean forward, you can hear all right. Don't strain.
Sorry.
If you relax, you'll hear much better than straining forward. You're not deaf yet, you know, girl.
Oh, she pretends she is at times.
Yeah, but you ask if she wants a fiver.
Oh, she hears that.
You hear that one all right, mate?
I know what I...
And if you say, "I've got a couple of tickets to a show tonight," she'd be donning herself up like mad.
Yeah, but nobody asks if I want a fiver now.
No, well, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I know.
In a fucking case you are. You're not lonely, are you, girl?
Really, yes.
Oh, what a shame.
Yeah.
And yet you've got people around you, ain't you?
Yes, yes.
But you feel lonely inside, don't you, love?
Yes, yes, I do.
I know how you feel, bless your old heart. Anyway, your old man's here.
Oh, God bless him, he was...
He's got his eye on us, he'll watch out.
He always did have. He could never catch me.
Yeah. He ain't gonna see you run away with someone, you know?
Oh, dear.
I hope he will.
What do you mean, "hope he will"?
Oh, run away with someone.
You're not thinking of a lopey with a bloke, are you?
Oh, don't let all that secret out, Mickey.
No, surprise, miss, you got spliced again, you know. I'll shake you.
Well, it would shake me too.
Yeah. You never know your luck, girl.
No, you don't. You tell me what I'm gonna get spliced to.
Oh, you don't, oh.
Oh, I'm not.
I'm only pulling her leg a bit.
You're pulling my leg, I'm pulling his.
Well, I hope you realise...
But Mr. Rex, he's been very much around you the last few days.
Yes, I know.
As a matter of fact, there's been a special anniversary.
For my wedding anniversary, the beginning of...
Well, it was his and all, wasn't it? He was there.
Yeah, the beginning of the month, yes, sorry.
Been funny if he was there. Been living all these years in sin.
What would that make, Jane?
Well, I'd like to say. She's okay, she is. She's a pretty girl, ain't she?
She is, isn't she?
Must have got his looks from you, her looks from you.
No, never. She doesn't want to own me as her mother.
Oh, don't say that.
She doesn't like my big nose.
What for?
I don't know. She's gonna have plastic surgery on hers, because hers is too big.
Oh, I think it's smashing. I think a big nose is very nice. Gives dignity to a face.
Thank you, Mickey. It's not that big, though.
I'm teasing you a bit, but I love you.
Do you, mate?
Yeah, and I always get a kick when old Laurie comes.
Do you?
It's a new name he's got for you, Laurie.
It's a nice name, isn't it?
Well, I'm known as at the office.
Is it? It's rather nice, isn't it? I've never heard it before.
Well, you've heard it now, ain't you?
No, I haven't, Mickey.
You relax, girl. Don't lean forward.
Don't you miss anything.
You know.
Don't you miss anything, will you?
I can see what you're up to, and don't cross your legs.
Oh! That mean me as well?
Well, you're all right.
I can't be right, it like that.
Anyway, I better get your old man.
Oh, thank you.
I know he's dying to speak to you.
I bet he is.
That's a shame. That's a bit Irish, isn't it?
Oh, he's very quick, isn't he? Hello, Dad. Can you hear?
Yes.
Mamie's saying, hello, Dad. Hello, Eddie.
Hello, how are you?
Very well. How are you, dear?
It's DK here.
What, darling?
DK.
Can you say it again? King Edward Rex, oh yes.
King Edward Rex.
King Edward Rex, that's his name, isn't it?
That's your name, oh yes, I know.
Edward Rex. Edward Rex.
Yeah, King Edward Rex.
Oh, are you king now?
Well, you know, Edward Rex was king of England.
Oh yes, yeah, going back in the old days. Yeah. You always used to say that.
Edward the
Seventh.
Yeah. Edward the Seventh.
Yeah, was it
Edward the Seventh?
Oh, Edward the Seventh, yes, you and your
Seventh,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm very well, dear. How are you?
I'm all right as you. I'm worrying about you. Don't seem to know whether you're coming or going.
I don't know whether I'm coming or going.
What's happening? Are you going to stay put?
Am I going to stay put?
For a little while she's going to, yeah.
I think Mother should stay put for the time being. I don't think you should do anything you might regret.
No,
I think it's so easy to make a mistake. You know.
Yes. No.
Later on, that's a different cup of tea.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, darling, yes, I can hear.
Did you get that other business straightened out?
I don't get that other business. I don't know what you refer to.
What about the money?
Well, I think it is, yes, more or less, really.
That's what I'm on about.
Yes.
You've got that sorted out.
Yes, oh yes, dear, yes.
How are you feeling now?
I feel better this last 2 days, yeah.
Ah, good. But you weren't too good, you know. A few weeks back, you were very under the weather.
I've been, but yes, I have.
But you're much better this last few days.
I am, yes.
Good. How's your leg?
Well, that's better, yes.
Good.
Yes.
I won't ask you how your head is.
I've had bad heads.
I know you have.
You used to say you didn't know what they were, didn't you?
I do realise, of course.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, you're all right.
I'm all right. Will I be all right?
Of course you're going to be all right. Oh. You're not coming here yet.
Oh,
if that's what you're thinking.
Oh, no, I'm going to live to 85, so they say.
Well,
so you've got to wait a long time for me.
That's stretching it a bit too far.
Is it? Oh, I'll come sooner with you then.
Well, boss, I don't know.
You keep me a place, won't you? You probably won't want to know me then. I don't alter now. Try not to.
Jane.
Stranger.
Jane.
Yeah?
How are things with you, my dear?
Not too bad, thank you.
I must say you look nice.
Thank you.
I like the way you've got your hair down. Are you doing it different?
I stopped doing it yesterday.
No, it doesn't look quite like it used to in the old days.
No,
I think that's got a new style.
It's longer.
Well, you used to have plenty to say.
Oh, I know I used to, but it's different now. How's John?
Fine.
Is he all that good?
Yes, I'm with John.
Come?
I'm with John.
You're with John. You're happy now, aren't you?
Yes, you know, I would miss John.
Oh, yes.
But now, of course, I'm with John. I'm very happy, but I never want you to think that I'm miles away from you.
Oh, I know you're not.
I'm close, very close to you, and John and I are looking after you, you know that.
Yes, you will look after me.
Yes, him, but of course John lives all very sudden. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you lovely, yes.
It's not loud enough, that's loud enough.
What about the house?
What, my house? Do you like it?
Very much. You're pleased with it, aren't you?
Oh, yes, nice and quiet and peaceful,
yes.
Yeah.
But you've got a few alterations
got a few alterations to make.
Yes, you've got the climb to do and the stairs.
Yes, I've got one or two bits to do, yeah.
Yes, but I'm wondering how long you're going to stay there.
Oh, she's going soon, but I don't know.
No, I don't know.
There's a lot of work in.
That depends on circumstances.
No, you should know now what mother's like.
Oh, I know what she's like the last few months.
Yes, Queen, there you might say 5 minutes. We should get it just the way she wants it, and then she'll think of moving.
Oh, she's already suggested moving already.
Well, I don't know where I'm going if I'm not.
That's why I think you should stay put.
Where can I go if I move? I've only got to start again,
haven't
I?
Yes, I
if I get a bit lonely there, that's all.
What did you say?
If I get a bit lonely, that's all.
You get a bit lonely,
yes. Not in very much to get lonely, Douglas.
Oh, she's always out. Oh, she's always out somewhere
around. I always was, wasn't I?
Poking my nose in.
I don't poke my nose anywhere.
You can't help it.
Oh, that one's lovely, that really was. She doesn't do it meaningfully, but she always manages to do it.
I just get involved.
You know, you jolly well do. There's been other trouble out in the world. You know, all your life you get mixed up in people's affairs. And you take on worry and responsibility. It's nothing to do with you half the time.
No, it isn't.
I don't know why you don't keep out of it.
I'm going to.
I hope so, because you've had one or two nasty experiences, and I don't know why you do it, because if you keep yourself a bit more to yourself, you'll be a downside happier.
Yes, thank you very much. I've left that last week, yes.
You know, that other business not only a few months ago, that wasn't very nice, but you got caught up in it.
Yes, yes, I did, yes.
Then why don't you mind your own business?
Well, these people come to me, you see, and you try and sort it out.
Well, then, look, take my advice. There are times when you can help people and there are times when you can't. But some of these people, they get themselves into a muddle, and it's best to let them get themselves out of it, because you only get worried and upset.
Yes,
and you sometimes, if you give the wrong advice and it goes wrong, they come and blame you.
Yes, that's quite true, Dad. Yeah.
But you always were the same. You're never altered. She was just trying to ask me.
Well, I hope she calls down a little bit, even if she doesn't alter.
What did you say?
I hope she calls down a little bit.
You know, she's very temperamental.
Oh, you've
got no idea what I used to have to go through.
I never complain, though.
No, but I'm doing so.
You're very good, weren't you?
I'm teasing you a bit, but it's true, you know, half the troubles that you've had in the past, looking back on it, were, well, in a kind of way, your own fault, you know. You would get mixed up in things. I used to say to you, keep out of it, nothing to do with you, let them find their own solution, but you get yourselves in a mess, get yourself in a corner, you know.
I think it's more curiosity with Mark than anything else, and she gets
she gets involved, she can't help it. She always gets her nose caught in the door.
Can we change the subject?
I'm teasing, but I love you.
I know you don't.
I wouldn't have chosen anybody else, and I wouldn't want anyone else. We had our ups and downs, but we were happy enough, my goodness me. Everyone was as happy as we were, they'd be lucky.
That was 25 years, silver wedding, wasn't it?
Well, quite
mind you, I was always a patient sort.
You always a patient sort?
I was always the one to give in.
Oh, well.
Oh, he was very, very patient.
Well, we never used to argue, did we?
Didn't get much chance.
Oh,
Dad,
you are.
I learned my lesson early on, it's best not to say too much.
Yes, that's true, you didn't say too much.
I used to listen, I was a good listener.
Yes, you were.
But it was always all right when I had to write the checks out, wasn't it?
Oh! I miss those.
Of course you do, but you should be all right. You've got no worries.
Well, not much. You haven't.
Not really. You've got enough to live on comfortably if you're sensible.
Oh, yes, I have. Really.
But knowing you, well...
I won't be sensible.
Well, you find ways and means of spending when it's not necessary half the time.
books. You come round and meet me.
What did you say?
You're not going on at me.
No, I'm not, but I'm just telling you in a nice way. You mustn't get upset with me, but seriously, joking apart, I just want you to take care of yourself and, well, don't do stupid things, which you might regret. By all means, help people if you can, but at the same time, don't get too involved. You make yourself miserable.
Yes, thank you.
And keep your hand on your pocketbook.
About one particular person.
Ah, you don't have to tell me about a certain person in question.
What do you think of that?
I don't. I'm trying not to.
You don't want me to?
I don't want you to be stupid. I want you to be sensible. What do you think, Jane?
I'm with you, I think.
You know, if you're not careful...
She'll end up in more hot water than she'll just get burned.
Yes, I'm sure of it. Don't be talked into something you don't want to do or can't afford to do.
Well, I haven't done anything about it now. You see, I don't think. So I don't know. It will come up again, I suppose.
Oh, bound. I think it's bound.
What, the money question?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's got to come up again. But if you're sensible...
No, I take it... Well, I haven't got it to do with now, so I wouldn't do it.
All right.
Then I'll see what goes from there.
You've got your whack.
You've got what?
You keep... As I said before, keep your hand on your pocket.
Yes. No, I do. I have helped a lot.
You've done your work. Yeah. You can't do it anymore.
Yeah. If they don't want you apart from money, well, they're not much good, are they? Because we weren't like that, were we?
Bob,
that's Granddad. Hello, Dad.
I say Bob's with my granddad, Bob's.
My dad.
He wants to have a word with you. Just a minute. But I can't.
Bye-bye, Eddie, darling. No, I won't.
Bye-bye,
dear. Bye-bye, darling. God bless you.
Have you got a son, girl?
Yes.
Has he been ever worried to you?
Has he been a worry? No. I've got a son not here.
I know you've got one over here. I'm not talking... Well, what, is it a son-in-law or anything like that?
Oh, yes. Probably a son-in-law. Yes.
Oh. Not this girl's husband, I don't mean.
Yes, it would be.
Oh, that's a bit peculiar.
Why?
Oh, I don't know how to get around this now. I don't know. Sometimes I open my big mouth.
But you get out of it, though. It's like Jane, you put this foot in there and says, oh, what if I said? And then you don't know how to get out of it, do you, Nicky?
Well, I don't know what this is all about. For what it's worth, I better tell you anyway. But there's some reference was being made, and then it was suddenly stopped, as if they thought it was best not to continue. And I started to say, but anyway, there's some reference being made to your son-in-law. I thought at first it was your son, it's the son-in-law on earth, and some change which is pending, and it's as if there's some sort of, I don't know, complication, but it's to do with business. Do you know what this could be, Jane?
No.
What, you mean he could be changing his job, something like that, or maybe something bigger, because I'm not with you, Nicky.
Well, I don't know, unless if they start and stop. But would it surprise you if he was to be shifted in regard to his work in some way?
Well, you were saying last evening you were thinking about changing his job.
Well, I don't know, because your father was going to start to say something about this, you see, and then he said, oh, well,
they're talking about changing position or job and connection with your husband, obviously me and son-in-law. And he says he doesn't know when he's well off. He ought to stay put.
Well, I told him that yesterday.
Because he says he'll jump out the bloody frying pan into the fire.
Yeah. Well, I told him that.
Best for him not to think about changing at this stage.
Yeah.
Wait a while, but not at the moment, because he'd regret it bitterly.
Yeah. But you can't tell him.
Why, is he pig-headed?
Sometimes. All must have played out in here, then.
Well, every human being is at times. There's nothing to be ashamed of in that. A strong character. Look at old friend. Old Doug, he's a strong-minded character. Well, you gotta wanna blow your nose, Doug, blow it. After all, no one else can do it for you, mate. You've got to sniff. Go on, get it over and done. Honestly, what do I have to put up with them people? Seriously, I'm joking again. Hold on, I'll see if I can get hold of them, that kind of bloke who's going to do it. It's your father. Is he with your mum?
Is he?
Yeah, and by the way, do you know Mabel?
Bother.
Oh, well, someone is talking about Mabel. And they say that Mabel's had it. I don't know what you're talking about there.
Mabel's had it?
What are you talking about? Where is Mabel?
Well, we know they don't have
called
Mabel. Don't we?
Oh, I don't know what I'm talking about. Is there any connection with the family?
No.
No, I don't think it's the same thing then. Sit back, girl, you're not that deaf.
Oh, is she going to hit on the mic?
Where
are
you? I'll
have your full teeth to fall out in a minute.
Oh, no, you go.
She thinks it's in the dark, she knows where she's doing. There's
probably four on the slip, though. I don't even know where he is.
Yeah, I'm here.
Honestly, the way she was sitting then, and they've got her mouth open, her full teeth will drop out on the floor.
Oh, they do when she gets
to I know, and that's what I'm saying, because her teeth are having a falling.
Don't you ever repeat this tape, will you, Douglas?
But that's what happens to her when she gets worked up, her full teeth drop.
It's absolutely gorgeous when it happens. It doesn't happen very often, but when it does...
She ought to get some stuff for fixing them in proper.
She did have
done
once, but it worked. Was that done?
Your old man's got a real sense of humour, mate.
Oh, no,
I suppose he had to live with you and him.
Oh dear, oh dear.
Gosh. No, you was right for each other, you two. There's no getting away from it.
No, we were.
You both got a sense of humour, which must have been very necessary. How you produce a beautiful girl like that, though?
You're a little
flatterer,
aren't you?
I'm teasing. I always get a laugh sometimes. Well, not, you know, when old Doug comes, he's a proper case. He brings marvellous conditions, old Doug does.
Is he?
Yeah. He's a good old stick.
He's quiet this morning, isn't he?
Well, that's just... That's just subdued. I expect he's had a basin full this week, one and another. Anyway, where's that other bloke that was coming?
I think he's gone.
I think I lost contact there.
He's a bit nervous.
I'm not surprised. When you was his daughter. Oh, you're a case girl, you are. You used to have a shop?
No.
Well, someone is talking about way back, many years ago, in the 20s or something, and a shop. Oh yes, a real old-fashioned shop this is, they're showing it to me. It's a sort of real old-fashioned shop with a step up to the front door, when you open the door there was an old bell that used to clang, ring, you know. Real old-fashioned shop.
Probably my childhood. childhood days, I used to go into one myself.
No, not about you going into one, girl. Everyone's been in one at some time or other. Mm-hmm. I see something to do with some old lady that's here that's having me. And she was well older when she getting on, you know. When she came here, she used to keep this little supper shop, sweet shop and all that.
And she was a friend, was she?
Oh, crap. She's very insistent.
I can't remember what her name is, but I think I know who it is.
No, sis. I can't think of my days.
Yes, I know. It wasn't in my days, but I remember you talking.
Her name is Webb. She says her name was Webb and she was a Mrs. Webb. She knows you, girl, when you was a nipper. Are you with us?
Yes, darling, yes.
Oh,
yes,
all right, then.
I was thinking.
Oh, that must be a strange hold on.
Oh, dear.
Yeah,
wait,
well,
are you
okay,
concentrating?
You're
trying to think. You've got to concentrate.
Yeah, you'll be quiet, then.
When you was a young girl, did you live in a small little villagey place, town or something?
I used to go down to Gloucestershire, still on the road, with my mother and father. There were shops like that there with bells. You opened the door, got two steps, and the bell used to ring.
Yeah, but you'd only been there for a short time, wouldn't you?
I don't remember living in
that place. No, it's a waste of time. Forget it. No, she doesn't know for sure. Yeah, John Rex is here now.
Oh, that's my boy. He'll be
here.
Yeah,
hold on. Hello, John. How are you?
Fine,
sir,
Jess.
Hello, John.
It's me. I'll call you in the day.
Yes, your name
and Dad.
Yeah,
I just wanted you to know I was here, Mum.
And how are you,
John? Fine. I'm very well. Very happy. I'm so glad Dad's with me.
Also,
we're
Mom.
Very happy.
Yeah.
Don't worry about Dad. He's fine. It's much better.
Oh, he was no good here. He
would have been dreadful for you to stay much longer on your side. It's
much I missed him terribly, but I mean...
Much the best thing it is with me.
I knew
all you've got
best.
To do, Mum, is take care of yourself and don't worry.
No.
How are you, Jane?
Not too bad.
How's you? Alan?
He's not too bad.
Good. You're happy?
Happy?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I'm asking you.
Oh, I suppose I'm really.
You don't sound very sure, do you now?
Be quiet.
Oh, I better not ask awkward questions.
No.
Pull together. give and take, pull together.
Well, I try.
I know. Mum.
Yes, John.
How are you, love?
Well, I'm all right. I mean, I've got my own place, really. Bit lonely sometimes, but...
You know we're often with you.
I know you are.
Every evening, Dad and... We both come, you know.
Yes, I know you
keep
do.
An eye on you.
Mm.
Often, if you didn't realise it, we're there.
I know you are.
I wish we could do more for you, help you more.
Mm.
We do our best.
You will one day.
Don't worry.
It'll work out.
One day we'll all be together again.
Yes.
Just like old times.
Yes.
Keep your chin up, Mum.
I should be old lady then, won't I?
Oh, that's all right.
Is it?
You won't be old when you get here.
Won't we?
You'll be young. You're all like my sister.
Like your sister? Well, no, that one
old.
Over there.
You've no old age here, you know.
Isn't it really?
Keep your chin up. Hold it up, all my love. Bye-bye, Jane.
Bye-bye, bye-bye John.
Bye-bye,
bye-bye John.
Remember to Alan. Everybody.
Would you like to, yeah? Think of Timmy.
All my love.
Do you know what he calls you?
You know, you are very fortunate to have such wonderful communication. You know, your husband and your son are remarkable, and they are so happy together, and they're very close to you, and they do everything it is possible to do to help you. It has been wonderful this morning. Little Mickey, he makes the jokes, and he pulls your leg, as you say, yeah? But he is a good boy, and he is very anxious to be of service and help you. It has been very nice this morning. I wish it was always like this, because the link has been so clear and so strong, which, of course, is wonderful but you come with such, how you say, understanding, and that helps a great deal. We all send our love and blessing to you all. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Mickey.
Keep your chin up, girl.
Okay, Mickey.
You're not dead yet. You better open your eyes, so why worry? Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, dear. It's a little comic, isn't it?
No, he's wonderful, isn't
Mickey it? Is a cage.
You've got such a happy little boy.
Yeah. Well, the nicest sittings I've had for a long time. I've enjoyed it. Goodbye. Mickey's been on top form, and the conditions have been good.
Did that be clear to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Goodbye, dear. You're better off dead.
How long's your husband been over there?
A year last May, dear.